Welcome to Health Cafe, a radio program produced by the health ambassadors of the school. The program aims to promote healthy living among schoolmates, as so many teenagers are following the slimming trend even if they look thin. We are going to chat with some students on the reasons for getting slimmer. If you have any opinions on this issue, feel free to call us now.
Okay, here's the caller. Hi, what's your name?
Good morning. I know that you are discussing losing weight. I wish to join in.
Thanks. What's your name?
Yiman.
Hi, Yiman. Straight to the point. Are you satisfied with your body shape and weight?
Yes, absolutely. I'm so proud of my body shape.
Wow, you seem to be so confident. But how are you going to maintain your weight?
I do exercise regularly, and it will burn calories and fat. I always use the stairs instead of the lift, or get off the bus stop before the usual one and walk the rest of the way.
Oh, doing exercise is part of your daily life. It's really a good idea.
But nowadays slimming has become a trend. I think those people aren't sensible enough. They just need to increase the amount of exercise, but maintain a healthy diet and pay attention to the calorie intake. This way they will certainly lose weight.
I would like to thank Yiman for expressing his views on slimming. Now, let's listen to a radio show to find out what most young people think about this topic too.
PC, Jess and Amanda are classmates. They are reading our newspaper at school.
Come and have a look! Is Sammy in the newspaper again? She has such a slender figure.
Oh my goodness, her legs are so long.
I guess her waist is only 20 inches.
She looks gorgeous no matter what she wears.
Of course, but look at me. Neither pretty nor slim. 40 kilos already.
I am even worse with my 41 kilos.
Your height is only 150 cm and you're as heavy as 41 kilos.
You should really lose weight.
We do know that. No one wants to be obese like us.
No, just a bit fat, hee-hee.
Don't be too harsh. You two are just fine. Just leave them alone.
Wow, her legs are so long.
Wow, what? That's Amanda. She's always that slim and pretty.
That's my ideal figure. Don't you feel jealous?
Just as jealous as you.
Why don't we try to skip lunch to lose weight?
Good, both saving money for lunch and getting fit. I mean, for sure.
Skipping lunch for a week. I'm so hungry.
Yes, starving indeed.
Seriously? You two really skip lunch? Promise me not to continue like this. It will never work. Nutrition is essential to maintain your health and to keep your body in a good condition. What's more, Jess told me you two are just about 40 kilos. I think you may be underweight for your height, so you shouldn't go on diet at all.
It's okay, we're fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we still drink water.
Listen, what you're doing only makes you weaker. That's nonsense for you to keep fit like that.
I think she might be right, because you're getting pale.
I'm a bit dizzy.
Yes, dizzy.
Oh, gosh, they've both fainted. Call the ambulance at once.
Beep, beep.
At the hospital, Amanda and Jess are visiting Regina and Chrissy.
Oh, you did finally come around! We've been waiting for such a long time!
Shh, keep quiet at the hospital. There is another patient lying beside them.
You mean that creepy skinny woman? My guess is she is still sleeping.
Shh.
Oh, she's moving.
My name is Sonia. Hi, why are you two staying here?
They skipped meals and blacked out. And how about you?
Good morning, Dr. Lee.
Getting better.
Better. But daughter, how much do I weigh now? Am I lighter?
And me, doctor, what about me?
All you two care about is your weight. Do you really know the reason for staying here? Health is always more important. Let's assume that you can really lose weight. But how long can you go on? And can you ensure that you won't end up going to hospital again?
So, Dr. Lee, what's their condition right now?
They will be fine with the help of glucose, so don't worry.
Dr. Lee is wise, and you should listen to her. I dream of becoming a top model, so I went on a diet until I am as thin as a rake. However, I'm so weak that my manager has abandoned me. I wish somebody had advised me. You have some good friends. How lucky you are.
Heard that, Jess. Friends should advise and help one another, but you tease them. This just made them ashamed and want to lose weight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. You two are not that fat. Just ignore what I said before. We're still friends, no matter what.
Yes, friends don't care about your looks. Personality are more important. We like you the way you are.
Thanks, really thanks. But I still want to know how you keep yourself both healthy and fit, Amanda.
I can tell if you promise not to try all those extreme ways to lose weight.
Of course.
Actually, just exercise and have a balanced diet at the same time. Follow the food pyramid and refer to food labels when choosing food. I'm not forcing you to stop eating unhealthy food, but quantity is the vital key.
Just don't put it that easy, okay? What else?
Don't be that stubborn. Tell you a million times that inner beauty is more important than the appearance.
Time flies! We have come to the end of the program. Have you got our message? Don't follow the slimming trend blindly. Nothing is more important than health. As teenagers, we need a lot of nutrients to grow up every day. Skipping meals will cause harm to our health. Remember, everyone is unique and special in their own way. Focus on inner beauty because it is more important than outer beauty and it is long-lasting. If we have a healthy lifestyle and have confidence in ourselves, we look radiant naturally. Be healthy and confident. Thanks for listening to Health Cafe. Have a nice day. Bye.